There is a widely read book that tells us everyone is a sinner. Of course, not everyone who reads this book feels guilt over the bad things they do. But Bree Vandekamp did. In fact, Bree had spent most of her life feeling guilty. As a child, she felt guilty about not getting straight A's. As a teenager, she felt guilty about letting her boyfriend go to second base. As a newlywed, she felt guilty about taking 3 weeks to get out her thank you cards. But she knew the transgressions of her past were nothing compared with the sin she was about to commit.
Can we just go to the police and tell them it was an accident?
This wasn't some simple DUI. Not only was your brother drinking, Andrew left the scene of the crime. That makes it a hit and run.
Well, maybe I could go to Canada. You know, until the statute of limitations is up.
Do you think Mom and Dad are going to foot the bill while you go moose hunting for 7 years?
If Carlos's mother dies, there is no statute of limitations.
Right, because then it's murder.
Shut up!
You shut up!
How could it be murder? It was an accident.
We have to get rid of the car. But we can't sell it. The police might find it and there could be DNA. We'll take the car to a bad part of town. We'll leave the keys in the ignition and the doors unlocked. If the police don't find it, we'll get the insurance money. And if they do, it wasn't in our possession. Anyone could have hit Mrs. Solis.
That sounds good.
Bree, are you sure?
Our son could spend the rest of his life in jail. I won't allow that.
Bree knew what she was about to do was wrong. But like most sinners, she would worry about her guilt tomorrow.
Well, everybody should go wash up. We're having pancakes for breakfast.